Two Australians have made it into the Cambridge University crew for Sunday's historic boat race in the UK. They'll battle it out against the Oxford University boat on the Thames in London. Our Europe correspondent Barbara Miller caught up with the Australian rowers in the final hours of their training.
Beat in, yeah. All
right, guys, beat in, and we're off from down.
It's cold in the UK now, and it's been a long, hard winter. Alexander Sharp, originally from Melbourne, is taking part in the boat race for the second year running.
And we just get sort of Arctic winds that come across from the North Sea, and it's sort of, with wind chill, can get out to sort of, you know, minus 12, minus 13, and, you know, you sort of come in off the water and there's sort of ice frozen in your hair, and the people that have beards sort of have ice in their beards and things like that.
Up overhead and up! Swing the bow!
For his 23-year-old crewmate, Alex Fleming, also from Melbourne, it's his first and possibly only time in the race.
This race is so prestigious. It's just incredible to have the chance to race in it. So, you know, I can't really describe how amazing it's going to feel if we actually win this. And, you know, that feeling is what I want to get at.
Are you going to win?
I'm not going to say that I am going to win. I'm feeling very confident in our boat. I think our boat's moving very well, but so is the Oxford boat. So we'll just have to see how it all plays out on Sunday afternoon.
Over the years, the boat race has had its share of controversies.
Oxford are getting lower and lower in the water, and they definitely are sinking. Oxford have sunk.
That was 1951. In 1978, there was another sinking.
There they go. And now it's panic. They have to get out of their shoes. You can see them now. They have these quick-release straps. And now we must have the rescue.
Then this, a few years later.
The news is that the Cambridge boat has collided with a tug and is broken.
And 2012 went down in history as the year the Australian Trenton Oldfield stopped the race.
What's happened? Cambridge stopped. Cambridge have stopped. Wayne Palmer, what can you tell us?
We've stopped rowing. There's a man swimming across between the boats. Both crews had to stop.
Trenton Oldfield said he was protesting against elitism.
It's kind of a joke thinking of these guys as elitists. I mean, we work 24 hours a week. We spent 24 hours a week at least rowing for this event for 7 months. I think it was disgraceful and almost pathetic what he did last year.
Trenton Oldfield received a 6-month sentence for his actions. He's now a free man, but he says he won't be at this year's race. And he says if the weather had been so foul this time last year, he may never have staged his protest at all. This is Barbara Miller in London, reporting for Saturday AM.